And I want to give a special thanks to the Raging Grannies for getting off this meeting with such a great, great group of songs. There's other people that deserve our thanks, and I want to be sure to point them out. The thanks for the Vets for Peace, for the Bill Motto VW Post 58888. For the Veterans Memorial Hall for hosting the event. Also, the Resource Center for Nonviolence for being the leading local host community. And you can look at the flyer to see the other full list of co-sponsoring groups. And I also want to make sure that everybody knows that Colonel Wright's book, Dissent, Voices of Conscience, that after her remarks today, she'll be here in order to sign copies of the book. It's really about government insiders who have spoken out against the war in Iraq to their great career peril, and it's a fascinating book. Howard Zinn says, when the actions of government become dangerous to the security of the nation, it takes special courage for men and women inside the government to speak out. If we care about keeping democracy alive, we must welcome this book. So first I'd like to introduce Diane Raymond, who will speak for the Veterans of Peace.
So I guess I have to yell too, but I think I can do that. If you can't hear me, let me know.
Can we try the mic? Can we deal with using the mic?
Well, they have it over
How about
there,
there's no mic here? I think I could try this. So actually, Scott sort of approached me last minute and said he wanted about 35 minutes from me. And I can do that, but I see jaws dropping, so he's just kidding, and I am too. I'm just going to talk a couple minutes about Veterans for Peace. I'm an Army veteran, and I'm a member of the Santa Cruz Chapter 11. We meet on the second Thursday of the month, and the first thing I want to share with you guys is you don't have to be a veteran to help us on our mission. We have associate members who come and participate. Some are more active than some of our veteran members. So please, if you're so inspired or so moved to help a group of veterans, we welcome you to our meetings. Daniel Young is probably your best contact. He's sitting in the back. So I'm just going to read our statement of purpose. I found this is the best way for me to relay what it is we try to do. The first thing is, we work towards increasing public awareness of the cost of war. Of course, this doesn't just mean financial cost. That means cost to the soul of our country and the financial, and the psychological cost of the soldiers coming back. And you could really expand that to all kinds of arenas. B is to restrain our government from intervening overtly and covertly in the internal affairs of other nations. Number three is to end the arms race and to reduce and eventually eliminate nuclear weapons. To seek justice for veterans and victims of war. And finally, to abolish war as an instrument of national policy. So please join us. The website is veteransforpeace.org. There's a lot of information out there. We are also a sponsoring organization of Iraq Veterans Against the War, which is IVAW.org. So check them out. Everybody could use some help from you. And then I want to mention briefly, I'm also a counselor on the GI Rights Hotline. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. We have cards in the back. This is a counseling service for active duty military in crisis. They will call us, whether it's a young woman who was raped in Iraq or whether it's a soldier who just 2 weeks ago called me up. He was starting training, and he realized the training is chanting around all day going kill, kill, kill. And he said that when he's like having dinner, he's surrounded by his fellow soldiers who are going, man, I can't wait to get to Iraq and chop some heads off some Hajis. So he, of course, they teach bigotry and all this in boot camp, and he's you know, got counseling from us, and we're working with them. So we get all kinds of calls from all over the country. We don't usually get international calls. There's an 800 number on this card with more information. So please pick these up if you ever know anybody who's thinking of enlisting or is in and is having serious. We've had people prior to enlistment call us, and we've had 12-year veterans call us. So please be aware of this service if you know anybody who could use it. In the meantime, I want to welcome, she's not coming up yet, but I'm so glad that Anna's here. I've heard so much about her. I know friends have met her before. I think it's fabulous what she's done. She's given a lot to this country, and I just want to welcome her here to Santa Cruz, and I hope you all enjoy your talk. Thanks.
I don't think we have any new sign from the high-tech thing, so we'll just carry forward. So I wanted to start an introduction of Colonel Ann Wright with a personal story of mine. My mother, who at 93 still lives on the west side of Santa Cruz at her home, grew up as the only girl in a family with six brothers. Two of her brothers were particularly close to her. The brother that was old, she was third in the family, and the brother that was just older than her, Connie, she and Connie were sort of inseparable from their days living in a rural part of California. The second to last brother, Ray, she was old enough that she basically carried him around on her hip and sort of acted as a surrogate mother to him, to the point where when she took swimming in high school, they asked her why her hip was out of joint. She said it's from carrying my brother around all the time. In 1944, during World War II, both Connie and Ray were killed in World War II. Within the same month. Growing up in the 1950s, my mother, who always told us about her two brothers that had died, also sort of had a voice about what was right to do and was wrong to do. And one of the things she did is she, whenever anything would come on TV, and you can imagine the late 50s, I know Colonel Wright grew up at that time, there was a lot of, just after the World War, there was a lot of TV documentaries and movies that sort of glorified the war and glorified what went on. My mother's statement was always, there is no good that comes from war, and she just couldn't take it, and she would leave the room. She wouldn't forbid us to play with the little plastic soldiers. She wouldn't forbid us from watching it, but she would leave the room. And those words and her action laid bare the sort of propaganda and lies that were on TV and made all my sisters and myself aware that there was something real that was there that was not being expressed by that. That's the kind of voice that can penetrate lies and propaganda. Today we're honored to have to hear from a person whose voice and actions have laid bare the lies of the powerful. Listen to these words from Colonel Ann Wright's letter of resignation from the State Department on the eve of the invasion of Iraq. Quote, I have served my country for almost 30 years in some of the most isolated and dangerous parts of the world. I want to continue to serve America. However, I do not believe in the policies of this administration and cannot defend or implement them. It is with a heavy heart that I must end my service to America and therefore resign due to the administration's policies. We are fortunate that Colonel Wright did not end her service to America. Her critical service to this nation continued as she became a passionate and important voice of peace, humanity, and justice, a voice of truth in a time of lies. Her voice is also important because of her background meant that she understood this nation's national security establishment. She spoke from a credibility and knowledgeable place. She has been a career military woman with 13 years in active duty and 16 years in the Army Reserve, rising to the rank of colonel. In 1987, Colonel Wright went to work for the Foreign Service within the U.S. State Department. She served as Deputy Chief of the Mission at the U.S. embassies in Afghanistan, Sierra Leone, Micronesia, and Mongolia. She received the State Department's Award for Heroism for her help evacuating 2,500 people from the horrors of the Civil War in Sierra Leone in 1997. Since resigning, her patriotism has led her to be an important leader as an anti-war activist. She has worked with Cindy Sheehan organizing Camp Casey. She has been arrested many times for protesting Bush's policies and become, as she describes herself, a felon for peace. Please join me in welcoming to Santa Cruz a brave patriot, Colonel Anne Wright.